Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Vav, two lines to the top of Daf Lamed Vav Amin Aleph, in our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amin Aleph, the Mishnah brought in many cases where the halacha was Hamisi Mechaberi, all over Raya, and the first case in the Mishnah was where Reuven Shar was running after Shimon Shar, and Shimon Shar was damaged, and Shimon claims that Reuven Shar damaged the Shar. However, Reuven says that Shimon Shar was damaged by hitting a rock, so the Din was Hamisi Mechaberi over Raya. And the Mishnah continued with the second case, if Reuven had a Shar and Shimon had a Shar that were running after Levi Shar, and Levi Shar is damaged, and there are Edom that one of the Shvarim of Reuven or Shimon certainly damaged Levi Shar, but we're uncertain which one actually damaged it. And Reuven says it was Shimon Shar, and Shimon says it was Reuven Shar. So once again, the din is Hamaisi Mechaber al Varaya. And our Gemara now quotes from the next line of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated in Hayishneim Shal Eshechad, if the case wasn't where one Shar belonged to Reuven and one Shar belonged to Shimon, but instead both Shvarim belonged to Reuven, then certainly Reuven will be Chayiv, and the Mishnah stated Shneim Chayavin. And right now, the Gemara feels that when the Mishnah used the term Shnei Chayavim, it's referring to the animals and is telling us that Reuven is going to be Chayiv to pay to Levi from either one of these animals. Now let's keep in mind that if both of these animals were Tamin, then it is that Reuven would have to pay Chetzi Nezek Migufai, and Lechira, why would you have to pay from either one of the animals? You should only have to pay from that animal that actually damaged Levi's animal. And Lechira, if the case is where these animals were Mu'adim, then Lechira, Reuven should have to pay from any of his assets and not necessarily only from these two animals, as the din is that you pay Nezek Sholem and you pay min Aliyah. The Gemara begins, Amalei Rav Vazika Rav Ashi. Rav Vazika said to Rav Ashi, Shema Mina Shvarim Tam Sheziku Ratzim Mizeh Goyva Ratzim Mizeh Goyva. By the fact that we said in our Mishnah that Shneim Chayavim and that Reuven will have a responsibility to pay to Levi from both of these Shvarim, so we see that if there's a Tam that is Mazik another animal, even though you're not certain which of the animals actually was Mazik Levi's animal, that Reuven would be responsible to pay to Levi from either of the Shvarim. And the Gemara continues that Rav Ashi responded to Rav Vazika that Hachamai Eskinim Muadin, you have no right from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah could be talking about a case where Reuven's animals were both Muadin, and that's why it is a responsibility for Reuven to pay to Levi the amount of damage that he caused him. And since you have to pay Minaliyah, therefore he would have to pay from either one of these animals, and not specifically from the animal that damaged Levi's animal. And the Gemara continues that Rav responded to Rav Ashi, Ibn Muadin, if you're going to tell me that the Rish is talking about a case where both of Reuven's animals are Muadin, Amon Sefer, let us see the Sefer of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah continued and gave us another case, if Reuven had two Shvarim, one was a larger animal and one was a smaller animal, and one of these two animals of Reuven damages Levi's animal, and the Mishnah told us, Levi claims the larger animal was Mazik my animal, and therefore you chayiv to me based on the larger animal, and Reuven counters and claims that the smaller animal was the one that damaged your animal, and therefore you can't collect as much, and the Mishnah told us, and the Gemara is Ibn Muadin, if we're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven's animals were Muadin, my napka lemine, what is the difference? Which animal stays Levi's animal safe to make two Ramalia by Yishlume? No matter what, Reuven has to pay the full value of Levi's animal, and he has to pay Nezek Shalim in Aliyah, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference if the larger or the smaller animal was the one that damaged Levi, as ultimately Reuven has to pay for Levi's Shar, and he has to pay Nezek Shalim in Aliyah from any of his assets, and therefore it's Pasha from the Sefer that the Mishnah is talking about a case where both of Reuven's animals were Tamim, and therefore Reuven's only responsible for Chetzi Nezek Migufay, and therefore it of course would be a Nafka Mina, as if the larger animal of Reuven stays Levi's animal, then Reuven would have to pay a larger amount because he would have a larger asset to pay from, because the guf of the animal is worth much more, and Reuven claims it was my smaller animal that damaged your animal, and therefore the maximum amount that you could get is up to the value of my smaller animal and not more. And the Gemara continues, so Amalei, Sir of Ashi responded to Rav and Pazika that Ein Chanami Sefer Tamin, the Sefer is surely talking about a case where Reuven's animals were both Tamin for Reish Modern, but the Reish is still talking about a case where both of the animals were Modern. And the Gemara continues, so only Rav Achas Saba or Rav Ashi, Rav Achas Saba made the following argument to Rav Ashi, Ibn Modern, if you're going to tell me the Reish is talking about a case where Reuven's animals were both Modern, why does the Mishnah use a Lashon that Shneim Chayavim and they are Chayiv, Chayiv Gavim by Lechayiv, the Chayiv is not on the Shvarim, the Chayiv is on the person because he has to pay him an Aliyah, and he has to pay from all of his assets, and he doesn't only have to pay from the Shvarim themselves, and Vesu, my Shneim, and also, why does the Mishnah use the Lashon of Shneim Chayavim, that they are both Chayiv, if L'chayra, all the Mishnah should have said is that Reuven is Chayiv, and although the Gemara doesn't like the Pshat of Rav Ashi, however, the Gemara still doesn't want to bring a Raya from our Mishnah, like Rav and Pazika, that Shvarim Tam Sheziku, Ratzim Zegayva, and Ratzim Zegayva, and therefore the Gemara now comes up with a different way to understand our Mishnah, really the ratio of the Mishnah is also talking about a the case, where both of Reuven's animals were tamen, and even so, it's not a raya to this din of Reuven Pazika. Is when the Mishnah stated the lashon of Shneim Chayavim, it doesn't mean that Reuven has responsibility to pay the levy from both of the Shvarim, and for example, if there's not enough money from Shar A, he would still have to pay from Shar B, and certainly in that case, that's not the din, as Lemaisa, you only pay Megufai, and you only pay up to the value of the smaller of the two animals. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva, that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva, the Amma Shufa Nenu, who holds that when an animal that's a tam, shtoises an animal, the din is that immediately the nizik is considered a shutif in this animal, and it's Huchla Hashar, and therefore when the Mishnah tells us, Shneim Chayavim, the Mishnah is actually teaching us a Chiddush, that the only time that Reuven will be responsible to pay Levi is only if both the Shvarim are actually in front of us and actually here, because the time of this Nol Tavayu, it's only because both of the Shvarim are still around, as the Mazik cannot be Deicha the Nizik, and Reuven can't tell Levi that the reason why I don't have to pay you is because the animal that actually shteis your animal is no longer here and it got lost. And certainly one of these two animals that are in front of us definitely damaged Levi's animal, and therefore Levi has a claim to get his money from these animals. If one of these animals are lost and you don't have both the animals here, then Matzi Amalei, so Reuven can tie it to Levi, Zil Aisi Raya, the Haitura, Askach, Vashalmach, you must go and bring a Raya that this is the animal that damaged your animal, and then I'll pay you from this animal, I'll pay you Migufai. However, if you can't bring me a Raya that this is the animal that actually stressed your animal, then potentially the animal that is lost is the animal that was Mazik your animal, and that animal we are Shufim, and since it's no longer here, therefore you will lose out. And Rashi continues, Avala Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, Kimin Dom Valchayvu, that since he holds that the din is Yushim Hashar Bebezin, and Levi is considered a creditor of Reuven, and therefore Vizuzu Hu De Asik Bey, so Reuven owes money to Levi, Avada Echad Lo Ibn Asichusai, and therefore even if they lost one of the Shvarim, still Levi would not lose his chusim, and he would be able to collect from Reuven. And I'm in Bavim Taisis with Taisis Esen Rashi because of the La'el Oma, Afilu Rabbi Shmuel, Shachtu Masha Asa Asari, that although we brought certain nafkaminas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, but in the case where Reuven actually went and shechted the animal, then it's considered a valid shechita, and Levi would lose out. Therefore, certainly there's no question, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to collect from the guf of the animal, and Reuven doesn't have an open-ended obligation to pay Levi from his money, and the money still has to come from the actual shar. And therefore, what is Rashi talking about, and how could it be an afkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the case of our Gemara? And therefore, Taisa says, Minir Lefarish, that therefore we will explain the Gemara, the Mishum Hachim Mukalak Rabbi Kiva, that the reason why the Gemara is saying that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, Mishum to Rabbi Shmuel, in Shem Chiddush, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is no Chiddush, the Pshita, the Ibn Tzchuzai, that certainly if one of Reuven's Shvarim get lost, then certainly Levi will lose out his Chus, because Sha'avad Echad, Kivin Bachoivu, of Rabbi Kiva, the Shufin, and but according to Rabbi Kiva, that Reuven and Levi were Shufin, Sa'akh Daikh, Tav Kilu Echad Menashnai, and Becheskas HaNizik, so you would think that at least one of the two are Becheskas HaNizik, and Mutzalameima, Nizik Shachon, Navad Beloishli, and maybe Nizik Kutaina to Reuven, that Lemaisa Iva Chazaka in one of these animals, and I claim it is your animal that got lost, and not the animal that we were Shufim in, and therefore you should bring a Raya, and the Din of HaMaisa Mechabel Raya should actually go on Reuven and not on Levi, and Kamash Blon, that Levi is the one that has to bring the Raya. Hadron Lachaminech, Hadron Lachaminech, Hadron Lachaminech, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. The Mishnah starts, Shar Shanogach, Abba B'chamish Shvarim, Zachazah, if there was an animal that stays four or five different Shvarim, one after another. And as we will see, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Shar still remained a Tam, and Rashi points out, how is it possible that a Shar that stays four or five times will remain a Tam? L'chira, once a Shar damages another Shar, either on the third time or on the fourth time, then certainly he'll become a Mu'ud. And Rashi explains that we know that in order for a Shar to become a Mu'ud, he has to stays three times in a row, and after he sees an animal on three separate occasions and not seeing any other animals, he keeps shticing and goring those animals, and that's what creates the status of a mu'ud. In addition, even if an animal doesn't damage every single animal that he sees, but he does so in a pattern, and for example, he damages the first animal that he sees, and then he damages the third animal and the fifth animal, so in that case, the animal would become a mu'ud, and therefore Rashi explains that Amish is talking about a case, Reuven's animal damaged Shar number one, and for example, he damaged Shimon's Shar, and Reuven's Shar then saw Levi's animal, and he did not damage Levi's animal, but then he saw Yehuda's animal, and he once again damaged that animal, and then he saw Yisachar and Zvulun's animals, and once again Reuven's animal did not damage those animals, and finally Reuven's animal saw Dun's animal, and he damaged Dun's animal. In this case, although it's true that Reuven's animal damaged three times, and L'chir, he should be a Mu'ud, but L'maisa, number one, he didn't damage three Shvarim in a row, and number two, as Rashi points out, that Reuven's Shar did not damage in a pattern either, and I feel a Mu'ud L'Seirigin Lekha, and therefore he's not a Mu'ud L'Seirigin either, and therefore Reuven's animal is still considered tam. And keep in mind that the Mishnah used the lashon of zeh hazeh, and it's not mashma exactly like Rashi, but l'chayr, it's pasha that Rashi has to be correct. And before we continue with the din of the Mishnah, we will see a machlikas between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Let's point out that certainly if Reuven's animal, for example, is worth $1,000, Reuven's animal damages five animals, and each animal was originally worth $200, and now these animals are worthless, and therefore Reuven caused $200 of loss to each of the owners of the Shvarim. So therefore, based on the din of Chetzi Nezek, Reuven would be responsible to pay $100 to each of these damaged parties, and he would have to pay Migrufa of his Shar. In this case, since Reuven's animal is worth $1,000, then certainly Reuven would have to pay $100 to each of these damaged parties for a total of $500. However, our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven's axe was only worth $200, and it shtois five different animals that were each worth $200, and now are valueless, and our Mishnah will bring a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, and let's speak out to machlekes before we continue. So Rav Meir says that we look at the last person that was damaged, and he will go and collect from Reuven $100, which is Chetzi Nezek, and then there will be only $100 left to collect, and then the second to last owner that incurred damages will be able to collect another $100 from Reuven, and the rest of them will lose out. If you're May, you start from the last person who was damaged, and you move up from there, and then if Reuven has enough money to satisfy all of the different people that were damaged, his animal is worth at least $500, then he'll be able to satisfy all of the different parties that were huzak. And as we will see, the Gemara will ask that how could Ramea hold that you start from the last person if L'chira, the first person that was huzak, really should have preference and he should be able to be the one that collects from Reuven first, and why do we start from the last person? And the Gemara will explain this point. And let us see the din of Ramea in the Mishnah. As the Mishnah states, Yishalom L'achron Shehavem, that Reuven has to pay the last one first, V'miyesh by Maisa, and if there's still more money, Yachzor L'shofanav, then the second to last person will be able to collect from Reuven as well, V'miyesh by Maisa, and there's still enough money from the Shar, Yachzor L'shofanav, then you go to the prior person that was damaged, and V'achron Achron Ischa Divrei Ramea, and Ramea holds that the last party that was damaged is the one that receives the value first, and therefore he is the one that gains, and the prior parties will only get money if the Guf Ashar could also support their claim. However, the Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon argues on the Shita Ramea, and he says, Shar Shav Masayim, Shenogach L'Shar Shav Masayim, if Reuven Shar that was valued at $200 was Nogach and damaged the Shar of Shimon that was valued at $200, but in the Nevel Yafaklum, at this point the Nevel is valueless, Zed Neitel Mana, certainly in that case, Shimon will receive Chetzi Nezek, Miguf, and from the animal of Reuven, and therefore Reuven will keep $100 of the value of his animal, and he would have to pay Shimon $100. However, Chos V'Nogach Shar Acha Shav Masayim, if Reuven's animal now goes and damages Levi's animal, which was also valued at $200 and now is valueless, whereas according to Rav Meir, Shimon will receive $100 and Levi should receive $100. However, Rav Shimon says that Achron Neitel Mana, that Levi would receive $100, which is Chetzi Nezek of his loss, V'Shelefonav Zen Neitel Chamishim Zuz, V'Zen Neitel Chamishim Zuz, and Shimon would only receive $50 and Reuven will keep $50, and the Gemara will explain the Shita of Rav Shimon. And the Mishnah continues with this example and tells us, Chos V'Nogach Shar Acha Shav Masayim, and Reuven's animal now goes and damages Yehuda's animal, which is also worth $200 and now is valueless, and therefore Yehuda also has a $200 loss. Ha'achron Neitel Mana, then Yehuda will receive $100, which is Chetzi Nezek, and he's taking Migufai of Reuven's Shar, V'Shelefonav of Chamishim Zuz, and at this point Levi would only get 50 Zuz, V'Shnayim Rishonim Dinazav, now that there's only $50 left, therefore Reuven and Shimon will split the $50, Reuven would keep $25, and Shimon would keep $25, and of course at first glance, Rav Shimon's Shita doesn't seem to make much sense, but the Gemara will explain this point. And our Gemara begins, and actually we'll discuss the Shita Rameya first, and the Shita Rameya once again was that if Reuven's animal damaged five different animals, and each one of them was worth $200, and now they're all valueless, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay the last one they damage $100, which is Chetzi Nezek Migufay, and then he'll have to pay the second last one $100, which is also Chetzi Nezek Migufay, and then there won't be any more money for any other parties, and they will lose out. And as Rabbeinu Chananel points out, that certainly we know that Rameya was a Talmud both of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and therefore the Gemara asks, Masisa Mani, who is the Shita Rameya going like? Is he following the Shita of his Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, or is he following the Shita of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara says, the like Rabbi Shmuel, the like Rabbi Kiva, it seems that Rameya's Shita is not following the Shita Rabbi Shmuel and not following the Shita Rabbi Kiva, because Ik Rabbi Shmuel, as if Rameya holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that when a Tam pays Migufai, the din is Yushim Hashav Bebezin, and therefore Reuven is considered a Bal Chayv to all those they damaged, and as the Gemara says, Dalim Bal Chayv is Nenu, Hay Achren Achren Ischa, L'chayr, why should you pay the last one that you owe money to? If L'chayr Rishon Rishon Ischa Mibayle, certainly the din should be that Reuven should be Chayv to pay to the first one he damaged first, as that is the one who he owes money to first, and generally B'negei Bal Chayv is you go based on who you owe money first to, and that's the person that takes precedence. And the Gemara continues, and Ikra B'Kiva, and if you're going to say there are Meir holds like his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva that holds Huchlat Ashar, and therefore before the amatur the shutfinhu, that when you have an animal that is damaged by a tam, then automatically the nizik becomes a shutf together with the mazik. And in this case, Reuven and Shimon were both shutfim in this animal. So the Gemara is hayesh by moisa, and we continue on daf lam vav beis yachshel funav, and we stated that the din is yachshel funav yachsel kulmi by lei. And the Gemara's question is that l'chayr if Rav Meir holds like Rav Akiva, then l'chayr Rav Meir should agree to the shita of Rav Shimon on Mishnah, as l'maisa the shita of Rav Shimon in our Mishnah makes sense according to Rav Akiva. And let's explain this point, as it's very critical to understand the Gemara. And the Gemara's point is that l'chayr if Rav Meir holds like Rav Akiva, and therefore Reuven and Shimon are shutfim in the animal from the moment that Reuven's animal damaged Shimon's animal, then l'chayr when Reuven's animal goes and damages Levi's animal, it's really not Reuven's animal that is damaging Levi's animal, as it really is Reuven and Shimon's animal that is damaging Levi's animal, and therefore Shimon bears some responsibility for the damage that is caused to Levi's animal. Therefore, if you hold like Rabbi Kiva, really the Shita of Shimon makes sense, since this animal that now belongs to Reuven and Shimon damaged Levi's animal. Certainly, since Levi incurred a $200 loss, as his animal that was originally worth $200 is now valueless, therefore Levi has a right to go to Reuven and Shimon and say, I have a right to get $100 from the animal that you own b'shutfus. And now that Levi collects $100 from this animal that now belongs to Reuven and Shimon, and when Levi collected this money, he was really taking $50 from Reuven's share and $50 from Shimon's share, and therefore both Reuven and Shimon are left with $50 of value in this animal, and that's why Shimon doesn't get his full $100. Therefore, the Gemara asks in Rameah that if you hold the Rabbi Akiva, how can you tell us the din of the Mishnah v'miyish by Moshe yachsel l'shalofanav l'fi yoshita? It seems that Levi will get $100 and Shimon will also get $100. If l'chira, the extra $100 should be split between Reuven and Shimon. Really, Reuven and Shimon have to bear the loss proportionally for the loss that their animal that they now own b'shutfus caused to Levi. And I in the bottom tesis on that flam vav now where he asked that tema the Rabbi Akiva nami amai in rishon iska the lami himuta lov l'shmachelka because manchli am bedin v'leibo edim mahu yedei imiska. And tesis bothered that l'chira, even though Rabbi Meir may hold like Rabbi Akiva, and maybe it's true that Reuven and Shimon are considered shutfim in this animal, but l'maisa at this point this animal is in rishus of Reuven because Shimon did not yet take Reuven to a din Torah and they didn't give him the actual animal, and therefore while halachically Reuven and Shimon are shutfim, but practically Reuven is the only one that's going to guard this animal and Shimon doesn't have an obligation to actually have any shmir on the animal, and therefore Reuven should be responsible for any hezek that this animal causes Levi, and maybe that's pshat in Rameya. Taisi explains that since Shimon can take Reuven to a bezdin immediately and he could go and be zoich in this animal, therefore he does have a responsibility to guard this animal even from this moment, and that's why Shimon has to share in the loss together with Reuven as they're both shutfim in this animal. And then Taisi points out and you can't answer that the case of our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Shimon did not have the ability to take Reuven to Bezdin immediately and therefore he didn't have a Chiyuv Shmira. Then the Gemara should ask that according to Rabbi Akiva, that since Shimon is not responsible for the damages that incurred by Levi, therefore really Shimon should be the first one that receives $100. And if it would be this scenario, then why would Rav Meir state that Levi would receive $100 first? And the Gemara continues and explains the Shita of Rav Meir that Rav states really Rav Meir holds like his Rabbi Yishmael that hold that Shimon is considered a creditor on Reuven, and Reuven and Shimon are not considered shufim in their animal of Reuven. And your question, how could Rav Meir say that the last one will actually gain and Rishon Nisrom Bailei? And L'chayr L'fi Rav Meir, since everyone that was damaged by Reuven Shar are considered creditors of Reuven, so L'chayr the first creditor should have rights first and he should take preference and he should have precedence. In the case of our Mishnah is a very specific case where after Reuven's animal damaged Shimon's animal, Shimon went and grabbed the entire animal of Reuven, and at this point certainly Reuven is not obligated to guard this animal because Reuven doesn't have the animal in his rishus and Shimon is considered shemesachol and therefore will be chayav for damages that this animal causes. As Rashi points out that after Shimon grabbed on to Reuven's animal and then shteis yet again and shteis Levi's animal, Levi went and grabbed the shar and then the shar went and shteis once again while it was in Levi's rishus, and Rashi says v'chein kulan nasu shemesachol and therefore all of them become shemesachol lishmo chelik habaylim to guard the chelik of the balim bahi ano the mishtamin is kayu mashar because of the value that they have now that they were typhus the animal and it now makes it easier for them to collect from this animal. The lawyer rikulei bailum la'agma, as the bailum will not be able to hide his assets. And Rabbeinu Chananel explains that the reason why the one that takes this animal and has it in his rishus is considered shemisacha is because he was typhus of Peteris Mashkin, and the din is hamav chaver al Mashkin is considered shemisacha. And according to this, let's go through the cheshbon. The lefir ameya, when Reuven's animal animal damaged Shimon's animal, so certainly Shimon has a right to get $100 because Shimon had a $200 loss. And since Reuven's animal was a tam, therefore Shimon will collect chetzi nezek migufoi and will be able to collect $100. However, since Shimon went and grabbed the entire animal, and now he has a responsibility to guard the animal, and then this animal went and damaged Levi's animal, so now Levi goes back to Shimon and says, you're responsible for my damages. Therefore, since Levi had a loss of $200 and this animal is still a tam, therefore Levi will be able to take $100 and he'll take Shimon's $100. L'chayr l'fiz there, really the entire loss on the animal's damage that he caused Levi should be borne by Shimon, and really Shimon should lose his entire $100 and Shimon shouldn't get any money, and even if there's extra money, that money should not go to Shimon and really should go back to Reuven, as Reuven had $100 over here. And since Reuven wasn't chayiv to guard this animal, as Shimon was typhus' animal, therefore Reuven is not responsible for any damages that was incurred by Levi. The Gemara actually asks this question, as if there's the case of the Mishnah, so why is it, if there's more than $100, then Shimon would receive that $100? If Shimon is responsible for the entire damage, and therefore Shimon should lose his $100, and therefore if there's extra $100, that $100 should be returned to Reuven and not to Shimon. So Rabina explains, that's exactly what the Mishnah means, that if the second Hezek was smaller than the first Hezek, and therefore Shimon has a right to more money, then Shimon, of course, would receive that money. And in a moment, we will give an example to explain this then. The Gemara states, and when Reuven came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of Rabbi Echran, that the reason for Rabbi Meir's din in our Mishnah is because Shimon actually grabbed on to this animal, and therefore he was responsible for any damages that the animal caused to Levi's animal. Let us give an example. So Reuven's animal was worth $200, and it damaged Shimon's animal that was worth $200, and then in turn, Shimon went and grabbed that animal and now damaged Levi's animal, which also was a damage of $200, then certainly, as we stated, Shimon would definitely not have any rights to receive any money, because Shimon only had a right to $100, but now that he caused a loss to Levi of $100, Shimon has to pay that $100 that belonged to him to Levi. However, if you had a case where Reuven's animal was worth $200 and Shimon's animal that was damaged was worth $300, now that Reuven's animal damaged Shimon's animal is valueless, and since Shimon incurred a $300 loss, therefore Reuven's animal that's a tam has to pay chetzi nezek, and Reuven would have the responsibility to pay to Shimon $150, but now that Shimon was typhus the animal, and Shimon's animal goes and damages Levi's animal, and for example, Levi's animal is worth $200 and is now valueless, so Levi incurred a $200 loss, and Shimon owes Levi $100, and therefore certainly Levi would receive the first $100, but Lamaisa, Shimon was owed $150, and therefore Shimon would now get an extra $50, and then the last $50 would go back to Reuven. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's remember that on Amud Aleph, the Gemara stated that who is Rav Meir going like? The Gemara stated, Ik Rav Akiva, if you're going to say that Rav Meir is going like the Shita of his Rebbe Rav Akiva, the Amat Tur de Shutfu, and Rav Akiva holds that when Reuven's animal damages Shimon Shar, then Shimon becomes a Shutif together with Reuven and Suchlad Ashar. So the Gemara is, Hayesh by Moise, Yachshir Shalafanav, Lukulim and Baile, that why does the Mishnah tell us that according to Rav Meir, after the last one gets paid, if there's still more money, then that money will completely go to the second to last one that was damaged? If L'chira, any extra money really should go back to all the previous people that were damaged in a proportional amount. And when we explained the Gemara, we said that it's actually the Shita of Rav Shimon on Mishnah. Let's explain the Shita based on an example. If Reuven's animal is valued at $200 and it goes and it straces Shimon's animal, and as we stated before, Shimon's animal was originally valued at $200 and is now valueless, and therefore Shimon incurred a $200 loss, and Reuven's responsible to pay chetzi nezek migufoi, and Reuven will have to pay $100 from his animal to Shimon. And Lemaisa, at this point, Reuven and Shimon are considered Shufim. So now if Reuven Shimon's animal goes and damages Levi's animal, then it comes out that both Reuven and Shimon are responsible in a proportional amount for the damage that's incurred by Levi. And if Levi's animal was also valued at $200 and is now valueless, therefore Levi has a right to take $100 from Reuven and Shimon's shutfus, and therefore it makes sense that Levi will get $100, Shimon will get $50, and Reuven will get $50. And once again, according to the Shita Rabbi Akiva, that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are considered shutfus in this animal, then it comes out actually at this point that Reuven has a quarter of the animal, Shimon is considered shutfus of a quarter of the animal, or 20%. 25% of the animal, and Levi owns half of the animal because he has $100 of value in this animal that's worth $200, and therefore he's a 50% shutev. And if this animal that is now belongs to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi goes and damages Yehuda's animal, and Yehuda's animal was originally worth $200 and is now valueless, then once again Yehuda had a loss of $200, and therefore this animal that belongs to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are chayev to pay Yehuda $100 because it has to pay chatzi nezek migufai. Therefore, certainly they're all responsible to pay the full $100 to Yehuda, and Yehuda will get $100, and then Levi caused 50% of the damage to Yehuda, and therefore he had to pay $50 to Yehuda, but he still would keep $50. And now Reuven and Shimon, that only had 25% of the value, and therefore they only caused 25% each of the damage to Yehuda, therefore they had to pay $25 each to Yehuda. And originally both Reuven and Shimon were getting $50, and therefore at this point both Reuven and Shimon would get $25, etc. And based on this haktamah, let's see the Gemara. And the Gemara says that you're telling us that Rav Meir is going like the Shita Rav Shmuel, Ihachi Ime Seifa. So let us see the Seifa. Rav Shimon holds Shoshav Mesayim, Shinogach Shoshav Mesayim. If Reuven's animal that was valued at $200, Shtois is Shimon's animal that was valued at $200, Vein Nevel Yafa Klum, and now the Nevel is not worth anything and is valueless, Zedna Dulmano. Then, of course, Shimon will receive $100 for the payment that Reuven caused damage of $200 to him, and Reuven's animal was a Tam, and therefore he has to pay Chatzin Ezek, so he pays $100. And of course, Reuven will keep the rest of the animal, which is $100. And then Rav Shimon continued, if Reuven's animal goes and shteises Levi's animal that was Shavu Masayim, that originally was worth $200 and is now valueless, then Levi gets $100 b'shel fanav, and Reuven and Shimon will now split the animal, and both Reuven and Shimon would receive 50 zuz from this animal. And Rav Shimon continued, and now if Reuven's animal goes and damages a third party, and he damages Yehuda's shah, which was originally valued at $200 and now is valueless, then certainly Yehuda will get $100. And then, as we explained in our example, Levi will get $50, and Mishnayim Rishonim Dinazov, and then Reuven and Shimon will split the $50, and each one will get $25 or 25 zuz. And of course, a Dinazov is 25 dinari kesev. The Gemara says that certainly the sheet of Rab Shimon works out perfectly according to Rabbi Akiva. Once Reuven's animal damages Shimon's animal, then Shimon becomes a shutif with Reuven, and it's Huchel Hashar, and the same occurs when Reuven and Shimon's animal that they're shutif in now go and damage Levi's animal, then Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are considered shutif, and therefore they're all responsible for the damage that occurs to the next party in a proportional manner. And therefore the Gemara states, Asam Rabbi Kiva, Dama Turi de Shifuhu, and therefore if Shimon Shita works out, Lafi Rabbi Kiva, that says that Reuven's animal now becomes a Shar Shifim and belongs to Reuven and Shimon in this first case, and then the second case it now belongs to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And the Gemara therefore asks, Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, would say that Rabbi Meir is going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, B'Sefer Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shimon is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't make sense that you have two Tanoim that are arguing in the same Machlekes or Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, and they wouldn't bring it down from the Rabbeim. And keep in mind that generally when we find a question where the Gemara asks, Reisha is one Tana and the Sefer is another Tana, that's in a case where we have a Stam Mishnah and it doesn't mention any names, and then it doesn't make sense to say that Reisha is going like one Mandama and the Sefer is going like another Mandama. Well, generally we wouldn't have a question and say that we have a Machlekes between two Tanoim, and it doesn't make sense because one Tana is going like one Tana and the other Tana is going like a different Tana, and L'chayr, that's generally not a question that the Gemara asks. However, the Gemara over here felt that this Machlekes was a Yisoidus Tikka Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as to how to understand the Yisoid of a Tam paying Migufai, and therefore it wouldn't make sense that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon would argue without saying that it's based on the Shita of the Rabbeim. The Gemara answers, however, that Amri in that Inechinami, this Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon is based on the Machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Meir holds like his Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara tells us the Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Huda, that Shmuel said to Rabbi Huda, who's trying to figure out how to explain this Mishnah according to one of these Shitas and not saying that it's Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And he said to him, Shinna, sharp one, Shveik Masnissim, V'tar Basra, don't try to figure out how you could fit in this Mishnah and come and follow my Shita, because I hold that the Reish is Rabbi Shmuel, V'seif Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara continues, Tanan Hasel, we learned in the Mishnah that Tzadik Amid Aleph had to kill a Chavir in Nisle Sela. Reuven goes over to Shimon and is to kill a Chavir and he causes him damage. And as Rashi says, Hamakel Keneged Aznai, that Reuven goes and he bangs right next to the ear of Shimon and he embarrasses Shimon, and therefore Reuven's chayav to pay to Shimon for boishes. This is the pshat that Rashi brings down as Lashon Mari and Lishnachrina to Kiya Mamish. Reuven actually blew directly into Shimon's ear and again caused him busha. Mishnah brings machlekes as to how much Reuven would have to pay to Shimon. So the Tanakama says Nesle Sela, that Reuven has to pay Shimon a Sela, which is four zuz for his busha. And Rehu Yehuda im Mishum Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and Yehuda says the name Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Mana, Reuven has to pay 100 zuz to Shimon. And the Gemara brings the story, who got rid of Taka L'chavri. There was a person that blew into his friend's ear, and Shalcher of Tuvia Bab Masna Kamed Rabbi Yisrael, and Rabbi Tuvia Bab Masna sent the following Shail to Rabbi Yisrael, Sel Asuri Tran. Did we learn that the amount that Reuven has to pay to Shimon is a Sel Asuri, which is 4 zuz, or a Sel Medina Tran? Or when the Mishnah stated that you have to pay a seller, it meant a Sel Medina, which is only a half a dinar or a half a zuz, and therefore he was asking, do you pay a Sel Asuri, which is 8 times as much as a Sel Medina? And what does the Mishnah mean when it says Loshin Nisle Sela? The Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rabbi Yisrael responded back to Rav Tovia Ben Masna, I'll bring you Raya Tanisu from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated in the last case, that Shnayim Rishayim Dinazov, that both Reuven and Shimon would receive 8 dinazov, and they would get 25 zuz. And Rabbi Yisrael is bothered that since our Mishnah is talking about a case of Shor Shenogach Da'al Vehei, and therefore we were talking about a scenario where Shor damaged 4 Shvarim, so L'chari in our Mishnah, why would the Mishnah go and give examples for the din of Rav Shimon, and it goes down 3 levels, and it gives an example where Reuven Shor damages Shimon Shor, then Reuven Shor damages Levi Shor, and then Reuven Shor damages Huda Shor. L'chari, we should add in a 4th negicha, and we should continue with the example if Reuven's animal even damages Yisachar's Shor. I think the Gemara is asking this question because Bishlema, if the Gemara would only give an example where Reuven's animal damaged Shimon's animal, and then Shimon's animal damaged Levi's animal, we would already understand the din of Rav Shimon, and we would understand the intricacies and how to make the cheshbin. However, once our Mishnah went and gave a 3rd example, and gave an example not only where Reuven's animal damaged Shimon's animal, and Shimon's animal damaged Levi's animal, but also continued and gave an example where Levi's animal damaged Yehuda's animal. So now the Gemara asked, the L'chari, we should give an example where was Shor Shenogach Dalid. And Rabbi Yisrael continues with his Raya, Isak Kadaita Tani Tana Sela Medina, the L'chari, if when our Mishnah mentions a Lashon of Sela, we're talking about a Sela Medina, Niflu Venisne, a trace of a Sela, then L'chari, the Mishnah should have brought another level, and it should have spoken about a case where Reuven's animal now damages Yisachar's animal. In that case, Yisachar will get $100, and Yehuda will be entitled to 50 zuz, Levi will then be entitled to 25 zuz, and Reuven and Shimon will now split the last 25 zuz, and each one of them will get 12 and a half zuz. Now, a half a zuz is a Sela Medina. If when the Mishnah discusses Sloyim, it also speaks about Sela Medina, so L'chari, that is a full coin, and therefore the Mishnah should have gone down and explained that scenario as well, as even though someone's getting 12 and a half zuz, they're really getting 12 zuz plus 1 Sela Medina, and therefore it is a full coin, and we should have brought that case. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael brings a riot to Rav Tovia Ben Masna, that when the Mishnah teaches us that when a gay abishes, that a person would have to pay a seller, it's referring to a Sela Tzuri and not to a Sela Medina. And that's why our Mishnah did not go and give an example where Reuven Shor also damaged Yisachar Shor, as in that scenario, Reuven and Shimon would be splitting 12 and a half zuz, and it's not a full coin, and therefore we wouldn't speak about such a scenario. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rav Tovia Ben Masna responds to Rabbi Yisrael that Uriah is not a Raya, because Tana Kiruch Lulus of Lezel, do you think it makes sense that Tana has to continue and say all the cases? The Tana already gave us 3 examples. Therefore, even though generally when the Tana speaks about a seller, it's speaking about a seller Medina. However, over here, we didn't have to go and give an example where Reuven Shor damages Yisachar Shor, even though it'll come out to a full number and to a full coin. And the Gemara continues, my Havila, the Maisa, as we stated, Rav Tovia Ben Masna responds to Rabbi Yisrael that you can't bring right from our Mishnah that when it was said seller in the Mishnah, it's referring to a seller Tzuri and not to a seller Medina. So the Maisa, what is the actual halacha? And the Gemara says, Pashtu mehadam Rabbi Yehuda Rav, we push it from the din that Rabbi Yehuda taught us the name Rav, called Kesef Amun B'Torah, Kesef Tzuri. Anytime we use a Lashon of Kesef in the Torah, it's referring to Kesef Tzuri, Mishel Devrayim, and when the Chacham speak about Kesef, we were speaking about Kesef Medina. And therefore, when paying for Boishes for someone that's Tekel Chaveri, Reuven would have to pay a Sela Medina, which is of course 1/8 of a Sela Tzuri. And this is a very small amount, as it's only a half a dinar. The Gemara continues, Amalei Hugavra, so this person that was damaged and had Busha of a half a dinar, he said, Hoyle Pag the Zuzu, since all I'm going to get is a half of a Zuz, Loi Be'ina, I don't need it, Nit Be'laniyim. And Shimon therefore told Reuven, I want you to give the half a Zuz to Aniyim instead of to me. Lemaisa, prior to Reuven going and giving that half a dinar to Aniyim, Shimon reneged and he reconsidered, and Hada Amalei, and then Shimon said to Reuven, Nit Be'nelei, that give it to me, Ez of Irubay Nafshai, in order that I should go and heal myself, and I'll go to a spa and I'll relax, and this way I'll get over the damage that you caused to me, I'll get over the busha. Amalei Rabbi Yisrael said, Fazach Be'aniyim, that since you said that you want Reuven to give this money to Aniyim, therefore the Aniyim was Zeicha, the Avagab Lek Aniyim Acha, and even though there were no Aniyim over here, and therefore they weren't Koinit, Anan Yad Aniyim Anan, we as Bezin could act as the hands of the Aniyim, and therefore it's as if we were Koinit for the Aniyim. Rashi actually states, Yad Aniyim Anan, Rabbi Yisrael Havagaboy, as we will see on Daf Tzadik Gimel Aleph that Rabbi Yosef was a gabit tzedakah, and Rabbi Yosef continues to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, because Rabbi Yehuda said the name Mishmuel, Yisem in a tzurich and prizbol that b'degiyah shmita Yisem would not need a prizbol. And we continue on Daf Lamed Zayim and Aleph v'chein Tani Rami Bachama, and Rami Bachama also brought a brisa that Yisem in a tzurich and prizbol, and the reason is because Rabbi Gamliel Beisinai Avim Shal Yisem Hayu, that Rabbi Gamliel and Bezin are considered like the fathers of Yisemim, and therefore there's no requirement to have a prizbol. As Rashi explains, the Blav Hachi even without a prizbol loy mishab mishvias l'chayv shalhen, and the reason is that Nan Yedayu Diasmi Nan Rami Elan Lafuchah Beschusayu Hilchah Shtar Shalhen Kemesurin LeBezin Dami, and therefore their shtaris are automatically considered like Mesurin LeBezin, and we don't need a prizbol because of the Tran Hamayis Shtaris LeBezin a Mashmitin Bizeo Gufa Shal Prizbol Masuran Lechem Plainu Plainu Adayanim Mesachs Gittin Lachin Nakir Rav Gamliel Denasi Havi Ubezdina Bezin Chashiv, and therefore we mention Rav Gamliel because he was the Nasi and his Bezin was a Bezin Chashiv. The Gemara continues with the story. Chanan Bisha, Chanan, who was a bad person, Tokalei Lehu Gavra, he went and he caused Busha to a certain person by banging near his ear or blowing directly into his ear. And Asal Kamid Rav Huna, when the Nizik brought him in front of Rav Huna, Amalei, and Rav Huna said, Zil Havle Palga Dezuza, you have to pay him a half a Zuz, because the din is you have to pay a Sela Medina. The Gemara tells us, Havle Zuzu Macha, this person Chanan had a Zuz, which was a Shvach Zuz, and it didn't have a proper Tzura, and therefore it wasn't really as valuable as a standard Zuz. The Bachi adds in that he wanted to give this to the person who he damaged, Vilev and Mishtakel, and that person did not want to accept it. So instead, so they wanted to go and collect from Chanan Bisha a half a Zuz, and Loi Havale, and he didn't have a half a Zuz. And the Gemara tells us that Chanan Bisha came up with following Itza as Tokale Achrina, he went and was Tekeh Letech Chaveri, and he went and damaged this person once again, and he was advised this person another half a Zuz, Viavanele, and now he owed him a half a Zuz for the first time, and a half a Zuz for the second time, and now he owed him a full Zuz. Therefore, at this point, Chanan Bisha was able to give this Zuzamacha to this Nizik to satisfy his obligation, and we will stop over here.